Please follow along in our New Testament reading. It's from Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. It will be on the screens, and there are also pew Bibles available for you as well. Let the same mind be in you as it was in Jesus Christ, who, though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God, but has something to be grasped, but emptying himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness. And being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him even more highly and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that the name given to Jesus, every knee shall bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
The gospel lesson today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear the words of the Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciple went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heavens!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, in declaring blessings, every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's the God of possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside your name, with Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, come believe it. Come receive it. Oh, the power of his Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
The Passion of Christ is what we call it when Jesus suffered and died for our sins. He did this to save us so we can go to heaven. This morning, Max and I are going to retell the story of Jesus' passion and love given to us.
A week before Easter Sunday, Jesus rode a donkey in the streets of Jerusalem. The people were praising him by shouting, "Hosanna, every praise is to our God."
Every praise is to our God, and every
However, the next day Jesus visited the temple and he was not happy with what he saw there. Instead of worshiping God and praising him to him, the religious leaders were using the temple as a place to make money. Jesus was angry and even turned the tables upside down and made everybody leave the temple.
These priests and religious leaders started making a plan to secretly capture Jesus and kill him. While they were meeting, one of Jesus' disciples, whose name was Judas, went to where the priests were.
Judas asked them, "How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you?" They gave him 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. Moments passed as Judas walked away. Doubts entered his mind, and he questioned what he had just done.
Well, why me, Lord?
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known?
Well, why me, Lord?
If you think there's a way that I can repay all the kindness you've shown, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, I hold it in your hand.
Try me, Lord.
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? If you think there's a way that I can repay all my taking from you, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
Later that week, the disciples and Jesus ate a meal together called Passover. While they were eating, Jesus told the disciples that one of them would betray him. All of the disciples asked if they were the one that would betray him. But Jesus said, "Whoever eats from this bowl at the same time as me." Judas knew that he was the one who would betray Jesus, but the other disciples did not know.
Then Jesus broke bread into pieces and told the disciples that his body would be broken like the bread. He poured wine into a cup and said that the wine would be like the blood that he shed on the cross when he died for the world's sin.
Jesus.
After the Passover meal, Jesus and the disciples went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Only Judas didn't go with them. He went to the priests and told them where Jesus was. Jesus went on his own to pray. He knew the next several hours were going to be very difficult for him.
Into the depths of your love, Lord. I have tasted of the sweetness of your wine. I have felt your arms around me in my darkest hour, telling me that you were with me all the time. I have climbed into your presence on the mountain. I have basked within the radiance of your smile. I have feasted at the table as you held me there, your reflection on my face, 'cause I'm a child. Nothing satisfies me like you do. Abba, my Father, draw me to the very heart of you, that my heart might beat with the rhythm of yours, and your chains of love set me free. That's the place where, Lord, I want to stay. There are times when in my searching I have found you there, but all too quickly then those moments slip away. There's a day when what I now see only darkly, I'll see plainly as the bright and morning. As my hand slips through the part, the veil you rent for me, your glory fills my soul and bids me come. And all I want is Jesus. Nothing satisfies me like you do. Abba, my Father, draw me to the very heart of you, that my heart might beat with the rhythm of yours, and your chains of love set me free evermore. I cry Abba, Father, draw me to the very heart of you. I cry Abba, my Father, draw me to the very heart of you. Draw me to the very heart of you. Draw me to the very heart of you.
Jesus. Jesus agonized about what was going to happen. The Bible even says that thinking about what was going to happen caused him to sweat blood. Even though this was going to be very difficult for Jesus, he prayed to God the Father and told him that he would obey God no matter what. After praying, he walked over to the disciples. While he was talking to them, Judas and the religious leaders came with swords and clubs to capture Jesus.
The disciple named Peter tried to defend Jesus and swung his sword at the men. He cut off a man's ear, but Jesus healed the man's ear. Then Jesus surrendered himself to the priests. With grace, Jesus willingly gave himself up.
I will never know.
Jesus was led to the high priest's house, where he was beaten and made fun of all night. Jesus never fought back or resisted. And then in the morning, the Jewish council called the Sanhedrin, questioning Jesus. They said, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" Jesus replied, "I am."
So the Sanhedrin took Jesus to Pilate, the Roman governor. They accused Jesus of telling the people not to obey the Roman government by not paying taxes. They said that Jesus was trying to be the king. Pilate didn't know what to do with Jesus, so he sent him to Herod, who was the leader of the town Jesus was from. Herod had Jesus beaten and mocked again. All that time, Jesus didn't get upset. He didn't defend himself against the lies that the priests were saying about him. Jesus knew that he was going to die for the sins of the world. Then Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate. At that time, Pilate was going to let a criminal go free, as was the custom.
Pilate let the crowds choose between Jesus, who was innocent, or a very bad criminal named Barabbas. The religious leaders encouraged the crowds of people to become loud and angry against Jesus. Pilate wanted to release Jesus, but the crowds yelled, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said this man was innocent. There's no reason to crucify him. And that was true. Jesus had never sinned. But Pilate wanted the people to be happy with him, so he finally allowed Jesus to be sent away to be put on the cross.
Thank you.
The Roman soldiers made fun of Jesus as the king of the Jews. They took his clothes off of him and then put on a purple robe like the kings wear. They put a crown that was made of thorn branches on his head. The soldiers mocked him and spit on him.
Jesus was led to the hill called Golgotha, where he was nailed to a wooden cross. Even as the soldiers were killing him, he had compassion on them. He cried out to God the Father, "Forgive them." The soldiers mocked Jesus by gambling for his clothes and putting a sign on top of the cross that said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
There were two other criminals who were being crucified that day on either side of Jesus. One of the criminals made fun of Jesus. The other criminal believed that Jesus was the Son of God and asked Jesus to remember him. It was then that Jesus said to the believing criminal,
"Weep not."
After this, it was the middle of the day, and darkness covered the earth for 3 hours. The sun didn't shine for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus shouted, my God, why have you abandoned me? Suddenly, the curtain in the temple ripped apart, and there was an earthquake. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, with one last breath, he breathed his last. That evening, a man named Joseph, who had been a follower of Jesus, asked Pilate for permission to take Jesus' body off of the cross. He was helped by a man named Nicodemus, who had brought with him expensive spices to prepare Jesus' body for burial in a nearby garden tomb.
Before preparing Jesus for burial, Joseph and Nicodemus tenderly placed him in the arms of his mother. She looked at him, touched his forehead, thought of the many times she had sang him to sleep. Looking up at the two men as they gently lifted Jesus up from her arms, she began to sing as they prepared his body for burial.
Baby mama, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. your toes. You're so loved, goodness knows. And you're so precious to me, sweet as can be, baby of mine.
Slowly they walked to the awaiting tomb in the garden and gently laid him there.
And you're so precious to me, sweet as can be, baby of mine.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.